For KZYX News, this is Forrest Glyer.
Boy, this last year, I don't know about you guys, but it was almost easier being an outlaw.
That was Tim Blake at the awards ceremony for the Emerald Cup last weekend at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, a huge annual event dedicated to cannabis that Rolling Stone has called the Academy Awards of the cannabis industry. Blake, a longtime Mendocino County farmer and activist, founded the first Emerald Cup 15 years ago at Area 101 north of Laytonville. Originally started as a small event to bring a few cannabis-loving friends together, it now brings in an audience of around 20,000 people, more than 250 vendors, 150 speakers, about 40 musical acts, and features dozens of awards in 20 categories of cannabis products and practices. Blake expressed a common sentiment among those at the festival: joy and relief that pot was becoming more legal, available, and accepted in the mainstream, but a bit overwhelmed at all the new rules and regulations to navigate.
I got more worn out, I'll tell you. I thought I had PTSD from cops chasing me 40 years, trying to keep up with all these regulations and laws and stuff just about drove me crazy. And so I really appreciate all the people that came in. We had over 500 entries. It wasn't as much as we normally do, but given all the challenges, I really, really appreciate everybody and all the efforts that we went into. And what you see out there is really the first truly legal consumption event. We went through so much trouble so that people could sell and smoke. We weren't driving around on quads. We spent $500,000 and a beautiful team worked with the BCC so that we could show everybody that we could do it right. And it was not easy. And I appreciate all of you for your patience and stuff. All of you guys, it's just amazing.
For the first time at the Emerald Cup this year, no prescription was needed to purchase and consume cannabis on the premises, thanks to the passing of Proposition 64 and the legalization of recreational use in California. However, many cultivators and others with booths at the event had to direct customers to distributor tables to actually buy and pick up what they bought, a new setup brought about since different permits are now required for different business types. Casey O'Neill, a Mendocino County farmer and also the vice chairman of the California Growers Association, has been attending the Emerald Cup for about a decade and was a judge in earlier years when it was still at Area 101. I asked him what it was like to see the Cup evolve into such a big event.
It's been a real trip, man. You know, it kind of parallels this whole process of cannabis expanding and growing and normalizing and seeing access be delivered to people who wouldn't traditionally have access to it. You know, you see people who come to the booth at the Cup and they say, well, I don't go to dispensaries. I don't feel comfortable going to dispensaries. This is the first type of this thing I've ever been to before. And, like, that's a pretty special thing. It's a pretty cool thing to see, you know, again, this process of normalization. It's a hard thing. The regulations are killer. There's a lot of, you know, it's costly, it's time consuming, and so I guess I would say it's bittersweet overall.
Ari Steffen, who owns Flying Tiger Farms in Mendocino County with his wife Annapurna, had a vendor booth at the Cup for the second straight year. He said he was happy to be a part of what he called the greatest cannabis festival in the world, but was sad to see that many local farmers he knows who had booths last year were unable to this time because of the changing market and new regulations.
It would be really helpful if our county could make it as easy as possible to get a micro business, because then we could sell out of our own booth and we could keep that money local instead of sending it to companies that aren't in Mendocino County. So whatever our supervisors can do to get us a micro business, please. I mean, I feel like our supervisors are moving in the right direction and not always at the pace I would like, but I feel like everyone's heart's in the right place and they're making genuine efforts. So I'm hopeful for improvement on the local level. On the state level, that's another story.
The 20 categories of awards this year covered flowers, edibles, and numerous kinds of extracts, all with an emphasis on using cannabis grown outdoors and organically. Local farmers Swami Chaitanya and Nikki Glazer of Swami Select presented the awards for the flower categories on Sunday. First place prize for licensed sun-grown THC flower went to Ridgeline Farms out of Humboldt County and their strain called Green Lantern. As usual, Mendocino County had a strong presence at the Cup, with many vendors and speakers there and a number of awards won. 3 Regenerative Farm Awards were given to those using exemplary sustainable methods in their work, and all 3 were from Mendocino County. The farms were Radical Herbs, Sun Roots, and Happy Day Farms, which is co-owned and operated by O'Neill. The speaker topics were diverse and included titles such as cannabis spirituality, ending the opioid crisis, microdosing, and the forgotten victims of prohibition. The musical artists included the reggae and EDM sounds you would expect at a cannabis festival, but also featured the wild gypsy punk of Gogol Bordello, country rock of Margo Price, and the New Orleans party music of the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. Other celebrities were there too. One of them was Willie Nelson, who received a Lifetime Achievement Honor to celebrate his activism towards legalizing cannabis. And Blake said the prize will be permanently renamed the Willie Nelson Award.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is a good day for all of us, right? And I want to thank you all for my award.
On Sunday afternoon, Blake gave a heartfelt thank you to all those who have helped the Cup become such a success over the years.
Thank you, everyone. It's hard to believe it's been 15 years. It's really not a me, it's a we. All the people who have done this over the last 15 years, all the contestants, all the volunteers, all the workers, all the people, it's a team. And that's what I felt out there yesterday. It was the greatest feeling when people were telling me that there was like a magical, like 1 + 1 = 10 because of the energy. And that's all you guys, that's all us.
Keep tuning in to hear part two, the conclusion of our Emerald Cup coverage this year, which will focus on the Mendocino Appalachians Project. Forrest Glyer, KZYX News.